Back on Downtown, it's time for Name That Puck. No, that's not it. Game show music here on a Friday afternoon. Let's talk some Black Bear hockey. To do that, we welcome in the voice of the Maine Black Bears, John Shields. Hello there, John.
Good afternoon, Rich. How are you doing?
Wonderful, thanks. How are you?
Doing great. Doing great. Ready for some hockey back here at Alphond Arena. A very busy Maine hockey month here at the Alphond, and this is the first game of the month, so it should be exciting.
Absolutely. Now, tell me it's going to be a little better than last weekend. That was a bit disappointing for the Black Bears. Always tough getting back to it after that long layoff, I think.
Yeah, long layoff. Coach Bart talked about it this week a couple different times about how the team took 8 days off, and that was a long vacation for them. But the team had been on campus since July, so they gave them a little extended Christmas break, and tough to get back in the rhythm. But they, you know, first night Friday at Colgate in Hamilton, New York, not a good showing for the Black Bears. But Saturday, they turned it around and looked much improved on Saturday. A 1-1 tie on Saturday was the final after losing on Friday. So hopefully, now they've been home this week to practice here at Alphond Arena, they'll be ready for Alaska Anchorage here for two.
Well, but what they need to be, because this Alaska Anchorage team has been playing very good hockey lately.
Yeah, the red-hot Alaska Anchorage hockey club here, who is a program trying to fight to stay alive. They had, it was like 930 days between games, their last game after COVID, and then before they got back into playing Division I college hockey again. So good enough for them to go into UMass Lowell. That's what they did last weekend. They went into UMass Lowell, who, of course, the Riverhawks, a very good team in Hockey East and in college hockey, and they swept Lowell. That opened a lot of eyes in the college hockey world. You know, when it was happening live, mentioning it to people in Hamilton, New York, hey, Anchorage, Alaska Anchorage just beat UMass Lowell. Be like, really? They didn't expect that to happen. So that was a surprising score, but good for them. And, you know, they've got a strong goaltender, so it's not going to be an easy weekend here for the Black Bears.
Well, let's start with the Maine's offense. So who needs to play well? What do they need to do to be successful offensively?
Well, offensively, they've got to continue to find ways for some of these lines to gel. There were a couple lines that I thought played well in Hamilton, New York, against Colgate that I'd like to see, you know, what if they can take the next stride here this weekend. But Cole Hansen played well, didn't get on the score sheet, but liked his hustle. Diedrich Henbrandt is a player for Maine that has 2 goals and 5 assists. He's in his first year with the Black Bears. He played at Alaska Fairbanks, so the other D1 hockey school in Alaska, but hopefully he'll have a good weekend here against his former cross-state foes, Anchorage. So those guys are a couple of the guys, you know, on the third or fourth line that you'd like to see step up. And then you want to continue to see some growth from your top line guys. Ben Poisson and Lyndon Breen, two of the leaders of this team. We'd like to see them to start to put up some points here as we get closer to Hockey East play. This is the last non-conference games of the season. So as we hit Hockey East play here next week and all the way out, those guys are going to have to lead the way.
And what about on the defensive side of things? What'll be key? Who's got to take care of business for the Black Bears this weekend?
Well, Dawson Brunesky got back in the lineup. He'd been injured, only played 2 games. Then he got hurt early in the year. He's a defenseman who has some experience with Maine. He's a senior on this team. He got back in the lineup last weekend. And, you know, they've done well with these young defensemen, the youth defenseman movement they had, Luke Antonacci, Brandon Holt, Brandon Chabrier, just to name a couple of the guys. But it'd be nice to have Dawson back in the mix as, you know, maybe a leader, some experience to mix in with Jacob Sirota and David Brazil, guys who have been here. So, you know, kind of a meld of a couple freshmen, a couple veteran guys in there, and they've all played so well. You know, Luke Antonacci leads the team in blocks. So the defense just kind of has to keep doing what they're doing, and that will be great playing in front of Victor Ostman, who did not play last weekend. He was out with a illness. The Hockey East goalie of the month for December. Victor Ostman won that award and didn't get to play last weekend. 3-0 in the games he played in December, but got some kind of flu bug last Friday morning and didn't play Friday or Saturday. So Maine had to go to the bench for the backup goaltenders, and Connor Androlowitz played well on Saturday, but it's definitely Victor's net.
We're talking with John Shields, the voice of Black Bear Hockey here on Downtown. And you talked about the fact that Maine swings into the conference schedule next week, and they'll start with a bang hosting the Riverhawks right there at the Alphonse.
Yeah, UMass Lowell will be here next Friday and Saturday. Just one road trip this month. The Black Bears go to BU on the 20th and 21st, and Providence is here. So you got these games against Alaska Anchorage this weekend, tonight, tomorrow, then Lowell for two, Providence at the end of the month here. So six games in the month of January here at the Alphonse. So a lot of hockey coming our way here to the Alphonse Arena.
How important is it for the Black Bears to try and, I mean, they've played some conference games, but as they put the non-conference schedule behind them and swing fully into the month of January, how important is it to play well this month in those conference games?
Critical, because the playoff seeding is going to be on the line, and things are really, really tight in the league standings this year and right now. And, you know, there's a possibility they could, if Maine continues to play well, it has a good month of January and February for that matter, they could possibly host a playoff game here at Alphonse Arena. And in Coach Ben Barr's second season, I think that'd be tremendous if they were able to host one of those opening round playoff games.
Now, what's the format this year, John? Does everybody make the playoffs?
Top five, so there's 11 teams in the league. Everybody makes the playoffs. There's 11 teams in the league. The top five get a first round bye. It's all single elimination games. So one through five get a bye. Four will host five. And then six, seven, eight host 9, 10, 11. So just, you know, 11 goes to six and so on and so forth. And then that first round, the winners of those are reseeded to take on 1, 2, and 3.
Fantastic. Well, it's a lot of hockey to go between now and then, and a busy month coming up. You've started your new job, right?
I officially start on Monday. Monday.
So the John Shields lengthy vacation will be over soon.
I don't know, Rich. I got a little taste of what retirement feels like in the last couple of weeks I've been on vacation. I got to say, I kind of like it.
Yeah, well, you know what? I would say you can jump right back into that in about 30 years, young man.
Yeah, no, excited to be working starting Monday with our friends Van Wagner, and if you're at UMaine on campus, so it'll be fun.
Well, it's going to be great. Glad to have you doing that. It's going to be great for the university and for the company and for all of us that do some work there as well. And the best news is you keep doing the Black Bear hockey game. So we'll be tuned in tonight. It's 7 o'clock start, pregame at 6:30 tonight, and make sure people know it's an early start tomorrow.
Yeah, 5 o'clock puck drop tomorrow, so 5 o'clock face-off here at the Alphonse for Game 2, and pregame coverage starts at 4:30. So a little bit of a quick turnaround tomorrow for the second game.
Excellent. Well, have great broadcast this weekend, John. Appreciate your time as always, and we'll check in with you again next Friday.
Thanks, Rich. Have a good one.